VentureCast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome everybody, it's your boy John Boy the Great, aka Young Liddy. This is the No Judgment Podcast, and today I got a wonderful guest. This girl, she is a plus size model, she is a single mom, she has graduated from a university college, she's made impacts in our community, being a political activist as well. Give it up for my girl,
Alexis Denae.
That's right. Woo! All right. So, as y'all know, I like to interview a lot of different people with different hustles, because this is really what the show is about. It's about helping other people. And we learn about hustles. And you always wonder, like, how did that person end up doing that? And so, we're going to go ahead and talk about this amazing girl right here from California, who now, your girl probably wears stuff that is based off of her body. I mean, that's how hot she is. I know y'all listening right now, but y'all gonna have to add on Instagram, because y'all gonna have to see. Don't be thirst trapping them.
Right. Don't be thirst trapping.
So take me back a couple years. I saw you at an article, right, in the newspaper where you were graduating college. Tell me about that.
Like, tell you about the specific article itself, or like how that came about?
How that came about and the article itself.
The article itself came about because I was a part of something called the Guardian Scholars Program at Sac State, because I was a foster kid. So that's a program that kind of supports foster youth throughout their whole college experience. And my mentor, because every foster child gets assigned a mentor throughout their college time. And so my mentor was kind of one of the board members, I think, at Sac State.
Yeah.
And every semester they like to highlight a student who has a story and like who deserves, I guess, recognition is what she said.
You have a story, that's why.
So yeah, I have quite a story. And so on my way to graduation, I get a call from the SACB reporter, and she says, she introduced herself and said, I would like to do an article on you for graduation. Can I meet you when you get to the arena? And so when we got to the arena, I was able to meet with her. She asked a couple questions, and that was...
What kind of questions did she ask?
She asked me things like, what was my motivation? How did I do in school? Like, what support did I receive from that particular program? Cause I mentioned that I was a part of that program. Mm-hmm. And, so that's kind of the route she was going. I felt like she was trying to
get a little bit more dirty.
I feel like
it's you stripping outside of school.
Right. Like, no, I wasn't stripping outside of school. And yeah, no. So I just felt like she was looking for a little bit more. And I just am such a positive, like, in everything that I do. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. And you had a really rough past. I mean, I think we all think we have rough pasts. But when you told me about your rough past, I was like, Jesus Christ, girl, you need a Lifetime movie. Right? Because
It'll be here soon.
And I believe it will, because you're on the right path. So you grew up in the foster system, right?
Yes, for part of my life, from 4 to 6 and then 12 to aging out.
How was that?
That was interesting. I don't know. I feel like I'm older than what I am because...
You got to grow up so fast.
Yeah. So a lot of stuff that, like, a lot of my foster parents had to remind me, like, be a kid. Like, yeah. You don't have to...
But you're always on guard.
Yeah. Though. And I had a little sister. So we were always...
So you're mama bear at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. So went to, like... 10 different middle schools in junior high, in between junior high and high school. And then, I moved to a lot of different homes. Mm. So it was up and down. Some good foster homes, some not so good.
Yeah. Definitely wouldn't recommend it.
Right. Definitely not. Although I even tell my parents, like, when they... feel guilt or anything about anything that's happened, I always remind them that, like, I didn't turn out a bad person. So, like, you have nothing to feel sorry for. I mean, you have to live with your choices that you've made in life, but I don't feel the need to. Right.
Yeah.
So I don't feel the need to dwell on the past. So I always just kind of try to be positive.
You know, as a parent, I always wanted that. Cause like, I was a troubled kid, a very troubled kid. Like, I had no guidance as far as a father figure.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a lot of dumb shit. I deserved to get my ass beat, so I was always running away. But I wonder, like, for my son, because you always see those kids who grew up with they're very spoiled, they get everything. But see, my son is like, he's good. Like, he has good nature. He has some off-color jokes now that he's a teen, but... This kid ain't never been in trouble. And I wonder, I'm like, am I spoiling too much? You know what I'm saying? Because maybe I need to make it rough for him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I know, I battle with that too.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah. Like, and I remember one time he came home from his mom's and he was like, he was just upset. And I was like, what's up with you? My mom took away my PSVR. I go, what? What did you do? I was like, you did something.
Right.
No, I promise you I did nothing. I'm like, all right, I'll get to the bottom of this. You better not be lying to me. So I call his mom. I go, hey, what's going on? Nothing. And I go, why'd you take away his PS4? She goes, because he's on it too much. I go, excuse me? I go, pause. Does he get in trouble at school? No. Does he get in trouble at home? No. Right? Does he get bad grades or does he continuously get straight A's? Yeah. Okay. And does he do all his homework before he even gets home?
Yeah.
She started laughing. I go, so tell me again why you took it away. I go, you know what you look like? You look like a tyrant, right? This kid is going to have a lot of regret towards you, right? So I give him everything he could possibly want. And at the same time, I'm still a big kid, so I enjoy it too.
I battled the same thing with my son because he has even. He went on a plane at 3 years old. I hadn't even touched a plane until I was like 14, 15, 16 years old.
You sent him by himself?
No.
No, I see people do that though. I don't know if I would trust the airplane system though.
So I battle with that just kind of, but my son, he's been an honor roll student at a college prep school since kindergarten, and he's now in second grade. So it's like, oh my gosh, is he in first or second grade?
There you are.
Yay! I'm sitting here like, wait a minute, I just said second grade. That didn't sound right.
That's how you know you're getting old.
Is he in second grade? Yeah, he's in second grade. Wow. Yeah, my son is my world. So
yeah.
But yeah, you have to, there is a balance, but I'm kind of the same mind state, like when it comes to kids. If they are doing what they're supposed to do, why not? And you have the means to give them what they want, why not do it?
Exactly.
My son also.
Growing up, seeing all those kids who had everything, they turned out bad.
Right. So I always remind my son, like, I have to work for stuff, and I teach him patience and things like that. Like, I don't just automatically give him everything that he wants. You gotta wait till payday.
I make this kid clean. I teach him how to cook. See, me, I was cooking and cleaning the house by the time I was 8. So it was required of me. I was the man of the house. My mom told me that. She goes, when my grandma had a stroke doing the yard one summer, and she's like, you don't want your grandma to have a stroke, do you? And I'm like, no. Then you need to, it's time for you to be the man of the house. So I threw the trash. I washed the dishes. I mopped, swept and mopped, did the laundry. My mom would call and she'd tell me how to cook because she had 1.5 jobs. So I see other people who didn't grow up cooking and cleaning, mm-hmm. and they struggle with it now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like learn, pay the price now so you can reap the reward later. Feel me?
Yeah, I even personally struggle with that because like I grew up in so many different households. Literally so many different. I had people who made us clean every day. I had people who made us clean on Saturdays. I had people who didn't make us clean, who really didn't care about what was going on. So there was so many different households that I grew up in. I didn't have stable structure. And so my goal, like with my son, has just been to make sure that, you know, I do my best to teach him the good things that I've learned and the not so good things.
Yeah. Yeah, that's insane. And so, I mean, like, your kid gets to see you hustle and be this awesome person, but you have to remind him, like, it wasn't always like this.
Right.
You know? And I think, like, for you, where you're at right now, I mean, you always aspired to be a plus-size model?
No.
No?
Like, my whole life, I was so insecure. Like, really? I had family members putting me on Weight Watchers at 13 years old. Like, I've grown up, like,
self-conscious.
to not like my body because it's, like, people, I grew up in, like, a town where there was skinny, not so ethnic people around.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of like I was the one who stood out because I'm the taller, bigger girl. Yeah. So, I was put on Weight Watchers at 13. I was constantly reminded that I was bigger than everybody else.
I feel you.
So I didn't think. I had people telling me all the time, like, you should model, you should do this, you should do that. I didn't have the confidence. So
where did you find the confidence?
I found the confidence in my, really when I went through like my separation, like I started to kind of gain my confidence during when I was with my son's dad, mm-hmm. but then it was really after that I dropped weight. I was feeling good.
How Stella got her group back.
I had people just being supportive and like telling me how my personality was coming back. You know, I kind of was like that in college too, where I was the life of the party. Everybody was hitting me on Friday, like, where's the party at? We want to be where you're at. And you know, so when I went through my separation and was learning how to be a single mom and everything like that, that's when I really gained my confidence.
That's cool. Yeah, I love my girl. We both been heavy all our lives. I've boosted her up, you know, to have this confidence. And like I showed her off even at her heaviest, and I show her off even at her lightest.
She's beautiful.
She is beautiful. Yes. I've always seen her the same way. Like, she's always been beautiful to me. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's very, very important, men, that we boost up these ladies because they could do so much good in this world when they're confident. Right. Right?
Oh my gosh. Yes, we can.
Yes. There's so much benefit of boosting everybody, not just women, but even the people around us. Like, I boosted my friends. I'm like, man, I am so proud of you. I'm so proud that you started your business. I'm so proud of you that you graduated college. I'm proud of you that you treat your girl right. You know?
Right.
So How did modeling come into the play?
Modeling came into play because someone very special to me was told me, like, you need to be a model. There's like a longer story into this, but someone spoke it into existence.
Man,
male.
Oh, okay.
And he was just pretty much like, you need a model. My sister is a photographer, so we're going to go ahead and set that up. If you don't like it, that's fine. But I think you should just do it to do it.
God bless that man.
And so set up another one for, I think, then 2 months later. And then I didn't really do a photo shoot after that, now that I think about it. Hmm. Oh, no, I did do. I did a one in the water in June. So I did like 3 photo shoots. And then I didn't know what I was going to do with it. So one day my photographer said, hey, one of my clients is just posted that their agency is looking for plus size models. You should really submit your photos and just see where it goes. And so I submitted my photos and they instantly were like, come to meet us down in the office in San Francisco. And so I went to go meet with them, and that's.
Have you ever wondered what actually happens in Congress every day? Stay informed on Capitol Hill's daily happenings with a concise, factual summary of the Senate and House of Representatives' activities from the previous session, free from bias, on the Congressional Record Daily Digest podcast. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and discover the process from the heart of U.S. politics. The Congressional Record Daily Digest, an Electricast production.
Hi, I'm Mark.
And I'm Peter.
We're the founders of Electricast Media, bringing you great podcasts like Nightmare Road Stories, Tech Talk Revolution, and Bodacious Minds.
Electricast networks include Ruby for female empowerment, the Best Business Network, and GPN for geopolitics. We built this company to create community and amplify diverse voices, and we really appreciate your support.
So, keep listening to Electricast podcasts and hear the culture.
Electricast. Electricast.